Kara Pallone is the executive director of KOTO-FM Radio, easily one of the Telluride region's signature institutions. This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, checking in with Kara about what's in store for the summer and fall seasons in celebration of KOTO Radio's 50th anniversary. Kara, thanks for taking time out of your lunatic schedule to join me.
Thank you so much, Susan, for having me.
You're welcome. So, Kara, what was top of mind when you and your team made plans for a golden summer and fall?
Community. That was the word that was and has remained at the forefront of my mind. And I think we all wanted this whole year to just be a celebration of the community that has supported, participated in, and grown alongside KOTO over the past 5 decades. You know, it's not every day a nonprofit, non-commercial, non-underwritten community radio station hits 50 years on the air. So I mean the fact that KOTO has been able to adapt through significant challenges and change from technology to listener habits to funding obstacles, this speaks not only to its resiliency, but also to this community's commitment to keeping KOTO on the air. And so in the fall of last year, we created an events committee to focus on planning KOTO's 50th birthday bash. And the committee is comprised of 3 of the most talented and fun people I know, all of whom live and breathe the events world. It was initially board members Laura Shawnette and Kathleen Bono and staff member and musician Claybrook Penn. We've since added another board member, SBG's Patrick Sheehan, to the fold. So we've got the best in the biz organizing this thing, and they've done an outstanding job of streamlining ideas and concepts and transforming the initial plans into a true community celebration that aligns with our budget realities, which obviously is important. And that's just one event. There are so many more leading up to the 50th bash.
Thank you. And thank you for the segue. Please talk about some of the highlights of these upcoming events.
Well, back by popular demand is the summer concert series Live at the Drive that we launched last year with the help of local filmmaker and KOTO DJ Haley Nenadal. We usually do an open house at KOTO in June in honor of Immigrant Heritage Month, and we invite members of our Latino communities to participate and jump on the mic and hang out at KOTO, sign up for DJ training, and just become better acquainted with what we do here at KOTO. And this year, at the suggestion of our Spanish language news reporter, Luis Tavares, we decided to merge the two and throw a block party. It's La Pachanga de KOTO is June 6th, this Friday on Pine Street in front of the Purple House. And this is a highlight for all of us on staff, especially because Luis is going to actually be DJing in the driveway. So we're really excited about that. And then we have the Telluride Historical Museum opening with their museum exhibit, A Rare Medium Well Done, dedicated completely to KOTO's 50-year history. And they open to the public June 12th, and the exhibit will run, it's an annual exhibit, so it will run all through the summer into the fall. I think it goes through December. I'm not actually sure if it goes past the fall. But it basically just takes a trip down memory lane, and Molly from the museum has done just such an incredible job coming in and looking in all the nooks and crannies here at KOTO to collect items for the exhibit. We actually have not seen it. I'm very excited to see it. I've seen her kind of crawling around the attic and taking things that, you know, to anyone else might not be something that you would pick up, but in her creative brain, I know she's got something brilliant planned for it. So hopefully everyone will come out for that on June 12th and then go see it if you can't make it for the opening. And then the 4th of July, something we're doing really fun this year, we are going to have a float. And this was Faribel Haka's idea. And last year she said, you know, it's the 50th next year for KOTO. What if we did a float where everyone dressed as their show name? And so we're rounding up DJs past and present. It doesn't matter if you're not on the air anymore. We want you to participate. You can email me at kara@kodo.org. It's Kara with a C. And we'd love to have your participation. And we just want to all be on Main Street, just loud and proud about KOTO in our show name costumes. And then finally, the last thing I really wanted to touch on was Guest DJ Day. And this is our on-air pledge drive for the summer. It kicks off on July 18th with Guest DJ Day. And as you know, as many people know who are listening to this, we come up with a theme and we build around that theme and invite on guest DJs to raise money for KOTO. And it'll go from 9 until 5 on July 18th. And we hope that everyone will call in during their favorite hour and pledge to KOTO and to their favorite guest DJ. There will be lots of fun surprises as well. So keep those dates on your calendar. And, of course, I touched on our big bash October 4th. It will be on Main Street, where we usually have Spring Street Dance, and we've got the band Cool 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 headlining and local openers Gravity's Child. So lots of things coming up. Save the dates.
Okay, so this is much ado about something, but how will the funds that you managed to raise be used to support KOTO's present and future?
That is a great question because we're sort of in a very uncertain time right now, holding pattern, I guess. You know, in this political climate, there are no guarantees, especially for public media, as we all know and have been reading in the headlines. So every dollar raised will be an investment of independent journalism and creative expression and community connection and all of the things we do here at KOTO and just good music. So in order to deliver these things, we need to keep our lights on, our equipment tight, our staff and DJs happy, and our airwaves relevant with new and diverse voices, perspectives, and programming. And KOTO's never done this alone, and we wouldn't want to. We couldn't. So this community has always been at the heart of everything we do, and we know without a doubt that this community will continue to show up for KOTO like it always has. And we really look forward to hearing from everyone on July 18th.
Wonderful. Carrots, thanks again for taking time out of your schedule to join me. This has been Susan V. Brooke, Telluride Inside Now, talking with Kara about KOTO's golden summer and fall. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Susan.
You're more than welcome.